What's up, Nerd God Squad? My name is Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So, I'm a big fan of Spider-Man. Everything from the late 90s Spider-Man cartoon to the Tom Holland movies, the web-slinger is one of my favorite superheroes. And in almost every version of Spider-Man, be it any version of Peter Parker or Miles Morales or whoever, Spider-Man usually starts out with a pretty janky spider suit that he made himself. He usually sewed it himself. It usually doesn't look all that good, and somewhere along the way, either from the assistance of someone like Tony Stark or his own work, he replaces it with a much better looking, much more functional, much more superhero-esque spider suit. I think our lives are a lot like that now too. We have this opportunity to show others the love and care and patience of God, to wear those things on a daily basis so that that's what the world around us sees, and through seeing that in us, they see God. But a lot of times, we just put back on our crappy Spider-Man suit that we made ourselves. I'd spent years doing it, wearing that crappy suit made of bad attitudes and gossip and frankly pretty terrible language, and only wearing it when I was around people who weren't Christians or people who didn't care. When I was around other Christians, I was putting on a completely different suit, a mask that was not how I acted most of the time. And what changed was someone pointed out that it doesn't just matter for our interactions with God how our attitude or our language is, what the things we show are. It is a sin, and it is something that displeases God, but it also means the people around us don't get the best view of God, especially if they know we're Christians. They see something completely different. They don't see the love and care and patience that God gives us and that he wants us to show to the world. I was doing a pretty poor job of showing the world all I was capable of and all that God has blessed me with. I was showing them everything they already know. In Galatians 5:22 and 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." I think those are the things God wants us to show to the world. He wants us to put on the really cool Spider-Man suit that Tony Stark makes for Peter in Spider-Man Homecoming. He wants us to go out there and put our best foot forward, our best super suit, our best Spider-Man. The best look we can, not that terrible suit we sewed ourselves that doesn't show the world his love and his care and his goodness and how much he cares about them, just like we know he cares about us, because they don't get to see that every day. And we have the opportunity to show it to them. We have the opportunity to show up and be a hero for someone and do it through God's love and showing his joy and the peace that comes with knowing him. So take this opportunity with me, because it's a choice you have to make. So take this opportunity to make that change. Throw away your old Spider-Man suit you made yourself and put on the new suit that God made for you. Because with great suits and great power and great gifts from God comes great responsibility. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of God awesomeness, you can find the full podcast wherever awesome podcasts are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, I'm Ryan, and until next time, God made you special, and he loves you very much.